You want something sweet, don't
you? You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, we think we're back recording. We had a bit of trouble last week, Don.
Did we really?
We did. Do you know why we had some trouble last week?
Well, I'm just getting my breath. I've just walked in.
Well, you're late.
I haven't even opened my bag to get my notes and you're into it. What's wrong?
Well, I'm just saying why we weren't on last
Who
week.
Who pressed your T-shirt? That's shocking. Did you just pull it out of the washing bag?
Why
do we, couldn't you fix the collar up? All you do is run an iron over the collar. You look like something off the street. The cat's dragged in.
So just sitting in the what we would call the studio, we've got Natalie and Daniel who are sitting here, Don. See if you can just give the impression to Natalie and Daniel. I'll tell you why they're here in a minute, that you're on top of things and you're just not... as spare as people think you are.
That
has spare.
What does that mean?
You're off the planet. That my shirt has nothing to do with what I was talking about.
Well, I'm looking across at you and my first impression is your shirt. The collar's shit. It's not hanging properly.
The reason we had a lot of inquiries as to why we weren't on last week. And I have been very diplomatic by telling people just when I've come across them out in the street, and let me mention who we have come across with, some very important people. And I've been very diplomatic. I said we had a power outage.
No, we didn't. Don't lie.
Don,
I haven't finished
explaining what I was diplomatic. I said we had a power outage. And then they said, what do you mean? I said, Don kicked the plug out of the power source.
Well, what about Johnny putting the bloody piece of paper across the control panel?
That was the secondary problem.
Was it?
Don, the secondary problem was that I had the panel, I had a bit of paper across the panel and couldn't see that the power wasn't on.
Oh,
in the first instance, the first problem was that
you
kicked the power cord out of the plug.
I see. You've got X-ray vision, so you looked through the table and saw what I did.
I looked under the table and saw your feet had kicked. That's why we weren't on. Now, that's why we weren't on. Now, first, second, hello, Ivan.
G'day, boss.
Nicole, Dr. Nick is not here because we...
I was wanting to ask her about a bike riding. Where is she?
Once again, Don, I was about to explain. Dr. Nick is not here. We've let her go, so to speak, because...
Whoa. You haven't had an argument with someone else. There's Mike Sheehan, there's Rod Law, and now Nicole. That's three.
The answer to that question is I haven't had an argument with Dr. Nicole. No, Dr. Nicole has now resumed her elective surgery concerns because this disgraceful government has opened up elective surgery and, you know, still requiring people to wear masks or self-distance or isolate. I mean, honestly, the most bogus government probably in the world, besides Justin Trudeau's government in Canada. I'm not sure why someone hasn't assassinated Justin Trudeau.
Oh, no, that's not nice.
No, I'm not sure why someone hasn't. So, anyhow...
Can we say that? No, we can't say
what?
That.
No, I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying if you have a look at what he's doing.
Well, it's not on the media, is it?
What's not on the media?
Oh, all the blockades of Ottawa.
Trucks.
Yeah, because it's of no relevance here. We don't get the world. We don't get world news. We're really not up to what's going on.
You don't get world news.
Shut up. I look all the time. All we're interested in is local issues, which gives me the irrits.
I tell you what. If you have a see what's going on in Canada, it'll sweep into America, and you watch. The government here in this very state will impose very similar things if you are not
Do you think
careful.
Somebody's told Daniel Andrews to shut up? I haven't seen his face on the news for
I'm
quite a while.
I'm telling you to shut up for a minute.
I think you're onto it.
Do you think I am, Ivan? Thank yes. you. I can have a conversation with you. Idiot over here is very hard to draw into a conversation.
Well, I was just trying to tell you why we weren't on air, and then I was going to say why Natalie and Daniel are here. They're observing us. They're not observing us for any other reason than they won an award when Bill Ferg was on board. They won a competition and they came to the Lobster Cave with you and I, Don.
And I had a very nice conversation with them at the Lobster Cave.
And because lockdown is over or whatever that... Could we ask people not to take any notice of the instruction when you go to any place to wear masks? Take them off and take no notice.
Why would you take them off?
Well, hang on, that's very convenient.
Just let people, if you want to wear a mask, wear one, but don't be forced to wear one.
I'm wearing one.
Well, that's right. If you want to wear one, wear one.
But we don't have to as of Friday.
No.
Yes, but I'm not worried about the COVID. I'm worried about the flu. And I am.
Oh, jeez.
What do you mean?
We're talking about COVID and the flu.
Well, the mask for is I do not like the flu injection, and I'm wearing a mask.
Good. I just said, if you want to wear a mask, wear one. But for God's sake, take no notice of anyone who walks into. If you walk into a store or a pub and they say put a mask on, tell them to get nicked. Don. So that's why Natalie and Daniel are here. No one can see this because it's not a visual medium we're on, but that's why they're sitting there in case... And they brought some confectionery in and cakes and stuff. Now, so that's that. As a result of us not being on air last week because you kicked the power cord out of its socket... I'm not sure if we mentioned this before we realised we weren't on air, so if I'm repeating myself and we've mentioned it the week before that, pardon me. But Scott McGuinness, do you know Scott McGuinness?
Yeah, he's a chiropractor, played on the halfback flank and fullback for Hawthorn.
That's correct. He listens, so we're sending giving it.
It's an interesting thing. The team of the century at Hawthorn, Chris Langford is at fullback. Now, in the grand final, just listen to this. I question this because they blame Scott McGuinness for Gary Ablett kicking goals, but he only kicked 4 goals on Scott McGuinness, 5 on Chris Langford. So who's a better player, Chris Langford or Scott McGuinness?
See, Daniel and Nicole. See, I started to say that Scott McGuinness listens to the podcast, and I was about to move on to say some of the other people I've met out in the street who just said, oh, we love the podcast, and Don's gone on to the team of the century with Hawthorn, and if you give him half a minute, he'll go through the whole side, and then he'll get on to Jeff Kennett, and then he'll say he doesn't want to be a member of the legends status that he was elevated to, and there's a function that he's going to go to, and he'll give someone else a kicking, and we'll go off on a complete tangent. So you're finished with Scott McGuinness, right? He's a listener, so we're shouting out to him. Michael Christian. You're not the Michael Christian. Every time I say Michael Christian, your head bobs up like it just did then. Not the Michael Christian.
It's called a double take.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Not the Michael Christian that you think it is, the oversees the football tribunal and played for Collingwood and all that. This is Michael Christian Menswear, who is selling online my underwear called...
How's he going with it?
I got a feeling not well. That's why I'm mentioning it. So if you want a pair of the Smart as Sam underwear... and we mentioned Kim Kardashian. You remember we mentioned her
with a big ass,
huge
Nicole
ass.
Nicole was going to. What was she going to do? Implants?
No,
has Nicole had any
implants in her ass? I haven't. Overseen Dr. Nicole's
what
ass.
About anywhere?
Don, please. She's a doctor.
Yeah, but she's been out in the boat.
She has been out
on
the boat.
She would have had a bikini on the boat.
Well, you know that because she sent a photo of herself to you, Don.
Well, you would have observed. I've only got the photo.
Yeah, she hasn't had implants in her ass. I can tell you that.
Anywhere else?
Not from personal experience, or I've just...
What personal? What do you mean personal?
Not from... I haven't run a tape measure over or been in a position where I could quantify that deliberately or exactly.
Tape measure will not tell you...
Oh, Don, It's so anyhow, Michael
Touch
Christian.
Touch and feel tells you.
Yeah, I haven't touched and feeled Dr. Nicole's bottom. I can tell you that now, Don. And the doctor is not here because elective surgery is back.
Correct.
Back. Excuse me. Back on the agenda. And she went, I spoke to her, I said, I don't think you should come in anymore, Doc, because...
Don's just a mess on the ground at the moment.
Because you're probably going to be a bit busy now that elective surgery is back and you're operating on people's breasts and breastal areas. And she said, by way of when I rang her up to say, don't come in anymore, which she was quite happy with, she went on a bike ride, big long bike ride, 80-kilometre bike ride, and she was a bit stiff in the limbs. And I said, how many were on the ride, Doc? And she said, oh, quite a few. I said, there would have been fair jockeying for position to see who rode behind you, Doc.
That's for slipstreaming.
Of course.
What are you saying? She causes a slipstream?
I think a lot of the lads like to get behind her just while they're on the 80-kilometre bike ride, probably to see if the aort we're talking about has been enlarged or enhanced, and they could give first-hand instruction as to whether she... I don't know what the doc would look like in a pair of Lycra tights, or I could guess, but I haven't been on a bike...
But you could describe her in a bikini.
I could just... So could you. She sent a photo of herself to you, Don. You could tell us what you think she looks like in a bikini. Anyhow, that's the doctor, so don't... So that's her. And Michael Christian Menswear. So I got on to Kim Kardashian, and this is how we got on to people with a big ass. Another doctor, a friend of ours who we can't mention in Mount Gambier, you know who the doctor is, don't you? We can't mention his name, Barney McCusker. He sent what he thought was a very humorous aside. He said, I've seen Kim Kardashian's underpants.
He would.
Not firsthand. He's seen a picture of them because they've been...
Her underpants. Women don't call them underpants.
They're $3.5 billion underpants, they are. And because she's had fillers put into a coit, Barney, the doc in Mount Gambier, said he thought this was very humorous. He said, maybe when the America's Cup's on, you know the America's Cup is a sailing regatta, he said if they broke their spinnaker, they could use a pair of Kim Kardashian's underpants as a spare spinnaker. And the doc thought he chortled. He thought that was extraordinarily humorous. So I'm telling you, if you want a pair... or you want some smarter Sam underwear, and it's very good quality, and they're very good.
They double as a spinnaker.
No, my underpants don't double as a spinnaker, stupid. Anyhow, you go to michaelchristianmenswear.com.
They're the best underpants, in all seriousness, they're the best I have ever worn.
Right, well, that's an endorsement, Don, thank you. So michaelchristianmenswear.com. If you want to order some, and he's got thousands of them. So anyhow, so then I met, and this is people who were...
Oh, your little social calendar.
This is people who come up to you in the street, Ivan. I'm sure people come up...
They know you, Ivan? How would they know you? Although you've got a voice. Have you been promoting yourself?
I have, yep.
How?
Well, I'm running an ulterior podcast for WA Farmers. It's called You Can't Be Serious.
You idiot. You're not doing that at all, you fucking moron.
Do you plaster your face somewhere, Ivan?
No, just here.
Well, how would they know who you are?
Well, I knock about with some of his mates.
Who?
On the boat.
Who? Which mates?
I don't know their names.
Don't worry about that.
Come on, what, those idiots or people who are... Who's been on the boat lately?
I'm telling Natalie and Daniel why... He is called Ivan. His name's Paul.
Natalie hasn't smiled yet. She mustn't be getting the sense of
humour. I tell you what, she's trying to work you out, Don. That is a fact. She's sitting here thinking, honestly, is this the only man? You're a medical marvel. You're the only man she knows operating without a brain. Now, Don calls Ivan Ivan because you two, because these two here.
Yeah, but don't. That is being rude. You're being condescending. Mention their name.
Not being condescending. You're rude. And because he came in here one day, and we shouldn't make fun of this, but he said to Paul, who is his real
name.
Was
Paul at the time.
Paul at the time, he said, I said, this is Paul. And Don said, you look like Ivan Milat. we shouldn't laugh at that because he was a mass Belengo forest murderer. And we're not making light of that at all.
We never have.
And Don started calling him Ivan. Everyone now calls him Ivan. And so that's why I'm calling him Ivan.
Thanks, Don.
Which someone sent me this. Said, someone sent me this. He said, a bloke picked up a hitchhiker. This bloke said, I picked up a hitchhiker, seemed like a nice guy. After a few miles, he asked me if I wasn't afraid that he might be a serial killer. And I told him that the odds of two serial killers being in the same car were extremely unlikely. So the bloke asked to be dropped off immediately. So that's Ivan. That's why he's here. And
any more shout-outs?
Yeah, no, I've got plenty. So then I, as another man, I was coming back from playing golf and I was stopped at McDonald's to get I was on a health kick, stopped to get two Big Macs with cheese. And a bloke came up to me and he said, hey, Sam. And I thought, oh, shit, what have I done?
Because this does happen.
His name was Daniel. His name was Daniel. And he said... oh, I love the podcast, he said. He said, where was it last week? I said, Don kicked out the power cord. He said, oh, shit, did he? So that's him. And then another man, have a listen to this. I was getting a coffee and this bloke came up to me and said, Sam, my name's Brad. I said, yeah, good on you, Brad. He said, he works for, have a listen to this, he works for Mercedes-Benz.
Ooh.
In Vietnam.
Oh.
He was over here visiting his parents and because he was allowed to come back after the lockdown was over or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was going back to Vietnam. How many Mercedes would you sell in Vietnam?
I can't believe
Have you ever
this.
Been to Vietnam? Hanoi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever been to Saigon? What's Saigon called now?
Saigon, isn't it?
It is.
Not Ho Chi Minh City.
Yes,
Saigon. The old Saigon.
I thought that was...
Hanoi.
No, Hanoi's the top.
Anyhow, he works, I think, in Saigon. How many Mercedes would you sell in Saigon? Have you ever been to Vietnam? There is 8 billion, with a B, motor scooters. It's impossible if you want to get across the road at any particular time of the day or night.
That's why you buy a Mercedes. You just plough through them.
That's a very reasonable thing to say, Don. It's impossible unless you're encased in a steel cage like a car to get across the road. And so he's gone back to Vietnam. He listens to this in Vietnam, Don. Vietnam.
Hasn't he got a life?
Well, I'm just telling you who listens to this, Don. We haven't gotten onto any topics yet, so I'm going to get onto some. And then there's a bloke called Andy. Andy Sheldrake. I don't know. I hope he hasn't made that name up. His name's Andy Sheldrake, and he's a friend of a bloke called Peter Sullivan, called Sully.
not the musical composer.
And yeah, that's him. The musical composer. Sully is the pianist.
Yes.
A pianist, I said. Yeah, he's got a... He's
now,
not,
hang on. Whoa. He's a friend of Peter Sullivan.
Yes, Andy... Sheldrake, and I was speaking to Peter Sullivan because he wanted me to do a project with him. But that's
not you singing again.
Sort of.
Oh, shit, you've got to be nosy, desperate.
No, Don.
You are shit ass. Don, you are shit.
Don, I will be
Listen, I've listened to you, your 60th.
Don.
You got up with, who was the pianist? Isaac Appel,
who
wasn't
was
it?
The pianist?
The pianist.
Pianist.
Isaac Appel was the pianist, I think.
Don, don't say pianist.
And then you get up at your 70s.
I didn't say I could
Holy
sing.
Holy shit.
Well, he was rehearsing just before.
Yeah,
shit house. Don. He is shit house. He thinks he's bloody
no,
Frank
I don't.
Sinatra.
Did you say Max Sinatra?
Frank.
Frank.
You said Mac.
No,
Mac Sinatra. You, I don't think I can sing. And if
well, don't do the don't do the thing. It's
I didn't say I was doing it. I was just saying that's why I was speaking to Peter Sullivan, and you went off on sidetracked again. And Peter Sullivan is a friend of this man Andy Sheldrake. Sheldrake. And I'm just telling you this. Peter Sullivan does a little review thing down at a place down at the Arco Bar somewhere.
Where
down
is
in
the Arco
Bar? I'm fucked if I know. And anyhow, he's got Max Gorn and Simon Goodwin coming in. He's going to interview them and do some songs.
Hang on, they're two controversial characters.
That's right. So he's a Melbourne supporter. I thought that's a bit of a coup getting Simon Goodwin. We'd love to speak to Simon Goodwin because the hysteria over Simon Goodwin is cringeworthy. That someone could say that, oh, Simon Goodwin, the man who's won a premiership for Melbourne for the first time in 60 years, was out drinking and gambling and having a good time with the people who won him the premiership, and what a disgrace it was. And we have people like David, what's his name? David the Ox. What's his name? David... Schwartz, David Schwartz. Is that? Thank you, Daniel. Daniel's nodding. And Daniel said, "Oh, it's a disgrace that Simon Goodwin's out doing revelry and shyacking with all these people who played for him." Fair dinkum. You can't make all this stuff up. So I said to Max Gorn, "Say, wish Simon Goodwin well, and say I'm glad you stuck up for him, because how could you make a story out of Simon Goodwin gambling and drinking and having a good time with the people who won him a premiership for the first time in 60 years? The world's... Well, you wait till we get on to some of the other things."
Peter Sullivan composed the song. Do you remember there was a merger between Hawthorn and Melbourne back in 96? He composed the theme song.
Would have been good.
Anyhow. Would it?
Why? Yeah. No, he's very good, Peter Sullivan. Yes.
Anyway, he composed the proposed theme song for when those two teams were to combine.
You've only got two subjects, you know that.
No, I'm listening to you.
Horses?
No, I've got a million
horses and Hawthorn. There's the only thing you've said. The only two things you've said today are about the football club you played.
I was also going to bring up about your name, Sam.
No, don't bring up my
Why?
Name.
Well, we went to the funeral the other week, and I put my name down. I said,
funeral.
Don Scott and John Newman. And they said, sorry, we haven't got a John Newman.
No, that's right.
Seating.
Yeah, we went to the Andrew Peacock Memorial Service at St. Paul's, not St. Ivan's, St. Paul's.
St. Ivan's. Oh, it would be a Lutheran church, wouldn't it?
Gee, Don, I'm looking at Paul here, who you named Ivan. So I said, we went to St. Paul's, not
As
St. Ivan.
It was St. Ivan.
Not St. Pat's.
It was a throwaway line about Ivan.
Russian Orthodox, wouldn't it?
and incidentally, there was luminaries there, and rightly so. You know, anal, Andrew... Anthony Albanese, or if you can call ScoMo, Scott Morrison ScoMo, Anthony Albanese is anal. A, Andrew, Anthony, as in Anthony, and then Albanese, A-L, anal.
Working beautifully.
Anal and Dan Andrews never RSVP'd to the invitation.
Were they there? They were there.
They weren't.
Oh, they weren't.
Anal wasn't there.
Were they invited?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I'm told. And they didn't even bother replying. They could have said, sorry, we can't come. I'm told.
I'm not a rap for Daniel Andrews.
Oh, really?
No. I don't like him as a person.
Met him?
No, I don't. But
so
you
haven't met him, Don. So you can't say that unless
met him. Well, his persona, the way he projects himself.
Well, they could say that about you and I.
Well, I've had that, and I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, he probably doesn't give a rat's ass that you don't like him either.
Well, I think I've got a better persona than what he has.
Don, Daniel Andrews is in charge of the most corrupt and dishonest government probably in the history of this country, right?
Did you read what happened in the yesterday? Did you read the paper?
That's not a paper.
Oh, well, it's a bit of paper. This is my notes. These are my notes.
He's got a postage stamp size cutout. Look at that. You can't see this. That is an inch in the old terms, an inch by an inch. Go on, read out what's on that inch by inch.
Well, about the ALP, how they installed somebody in the Victorian Railways who was a factional fighter or a factionalist.
Read it. It's so small you can't read it, Don.
A global search for a V-line chief executive resulted in a former Labor political candidate with no transport industry experience being installed in the top job.
Yeah.
A job for the boys.
That's exactly right.
This bloody government gives me the shits.
This bloody government, Don, is the most corrupt and dishonest government in the history of this country.
And the Liberals are not much better, let me tell you.
Well, wait till
they... We've got to get another party.
Hang on. So, the red shirts, they found the red shirts. You know the saga about the red shirts? They found the government were absolutely culpable and guilty of dishonesty and corruption in the red shirts. And they said, oh, when they're interviewed, all the government members, so they can't remember any conversations.
No, they paid the money back, so that... cleared that case.
No, they embezzled the money or stole it.
Stole it.
And then thought, everything will be okay if we pay it back. Because they were found out.
That's right. But they won the election, so the result was we won an election.
Yes. So it's justified, a means to the end. And then the I Cook Foods thing, that is the most dishonest, we go on about this, the most dishonest and corrupt organising of a government enterprise to take over from a private company's enterprise by planting evidence and doing them out of business by lying and being corrupt on an immense scale. And someone said, where's Kel Glare? Remember we had Kel Glare on? He said the saviour would be Mr. Patton. Is he the...
He said that.
The copper? Is he the head copper?
Yeah, but he's got a problem. He's a wranger, apparently. He's dyeing his hair black. You've got a problem, haven't you?
Hang on, Don, just a minute.
No comment.
Just a minute now. Mr. Patton is the head police. What was that about?
He touches the hair up.
Well, what's that got to do with what I was...
Well, I reckon you got a problem if you got have facelifts or touch yourself up with your dye. I don't mind women colouring the hair, but men, I think it's another. There's another problem. He's in charge of the police.
So Kel Glare said that when Mr. Patton was appointed to be in charge of the police, that things might get... he might investigate this, and then we realised that the Andrews government had put Mr. Patton on top police on a sort of a contractual basis, and so we thought that probably it wasn't going to be too kosher about what was going on, because no charges have been laid when you have absolute categorical reason for people to be charged with dishonesty and corruption. And so that's when our friend Mr. Richter, what's his name? Bobby? Robert Richter. I call him Bobby. Bobby Richter.
You know him, do you?
Hmm?
You're on. You know him.
No, I don't know him. I'm like...
Well, why are you taking liberties?
Well, it's just Bob Richter. Robert Richter QC is a top QC in Australia, and he is now part of suing the Andrews government for $50 million because of corruption.
I hope they don't settle.
Hmm?
I hope they don't settle.
What they offered $50 million and don't accept it?
Well, it might be $49 million, and they offered that on the steps of the courthouse, and they said, you know, they accept it and walk away. I would like to see people convicted.
But Ian Cook, he won't care if it's if he takes the money, $49 million.
He will
care.
What
do you mean?
No, he will. You reckon? Ivan. He would like the money. Well, just because they take the money, why wouldn't you convict people?
Geez, they've done him out of business.
No, it's settled before it goes to court. So nobody, it's the whole issue is settled before you go to court.
Well, it's settled for the money, but why? So there'd be a conditional settlement. Don't sue us, and we won't hold anyone responsible. But here's the money.
Here's the money, but don't go on with the court case.
Ian Cook wouldn't sell his soul. He is a man of integrity, Ian Cook, and unlike the people he's dealing against, who are the most dishonest and corrupt people. And you've only got to see how they've handled the pandemic in this. They've
Don't put anything on the panel.
Do you put, that's what you did last week.
I did not.
You were about don't to hand over a piece me. Of paper You're and you put it across the panel, and we spoke for 40 minutes before we realised that it wasn't working because you'd covered up the
So I've pulled the plug out and I've put paper.
You
over
covered
the
up the broadcast monitor, and we couldn't see if the thing was on or not.
Oh, I see. So I'm
God,
hey,
Bill, this is being recorded. So that's where we got. What?
I'm just showing you a picture of Wayne Carey. Do you think, why is there a difference in his face? Do you see those two photos in this morning's
Don,
paper?
Don, people who are listening to this cannot see a picture of
well,
Wayne Carey.
Well, go and buy the Sun News pictorial.
What's that got to do with what we were talking about?
Well, I just opened it up. You're talking shit. I thought that'd be more of more interest.
So what, they're accusing him of having some work
no,
done to his
I'm
face?
No, I'm asking the question.
What are you asking?
It looks like he's been punched in the face in this bottom little pig, and there he is up the top. Do you think he's had something done to his face?
Well, who cares if he has?
Well, I'm posing the question.
Well, I haven't. You've just thrust that in front of my face now. I haven't seen the Herald Sun.
Well, you're bringing up topics that you've given me no warning about. You're thrusting them at me, and I've got to react.
Well, we try and in a logical sequence go from one topic to another. I mentioned Scott McGuinness as a listener, and you went on about the Hawthorn Football Club and how do you think he didn't hold Gary Ablett to five goals or something, or was he a response?
Four.
Oh, well.
He only held him to four.
So I'm happy to look at Wayne Carey's face in the paper just in a minute, Don.
Are we still in shout-outs, are we?
No. Now, and finally... We had a call from, now I'm going to mention her name, and she's been on this podcast. We interviewed her, a woman. Her pronouns are she and her, so she is a woman. I can attest to that, not personally, but I've seen her pictures because she was a model and she was in Neighbours, Ivan?
Correct, Neighbours.
And her name is Nicola Charles.
Have we had her on?
Yes, you interviewed her and you were besotted by her. She sat over here where Daniel is and you you undressed her with your eyes several times. Which
did I put her clothes back on?
Potentially.
Theoretically you did, Don, yes. You looked her up and down there. And
Nicola Charles.
Nicola Charles.
What did she come in for?
She came in because we wanted to interview her. Because,
about what?
Well, Neighbours and her being a star, and she was a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
That's very good. Ivan's shown you a picture.
Is that her?
Yes.
That's her.
She didn't look like that on the interview.
Well, because she probably didn't come in and sit here in underwear, Don. She's in underwear there. She's
Nicole. Oh, that's the first photo that come up. I didn't search for that.
Nicole's got a rival.
Don, you said she didn't look like that when she came in. That is a publicity shot. She's in some lingerie. She's in some lingerie there. And she wasn't in lingerie sitting here. She
lingerie?
Was lingerie, Don. That's just Betty Hill used to say lingerie. So Don, of course
so
she
what
didn't.
What about Nicola Charles?
Well, she might come in. See, Ivan's going back to Perth.
Correct.
Aren't you?
Yeah. 3rd of March.
Yeah, why can't you say that moron who is the Premier, Mark
McGowan.
He has now opened up the border. Tell us what Mark McGowan's doing. Have a listen to this.
All right,
this is the numbskull who's running that state.
Right. So 3rd of March they open up the border. So quarantine free.
This Western Australian border.
This is Western Australia, so all of Australia will be open. Mark McGowan has a court case that's been pushed out to the 7th of March, 4 days later.
A court case?
A court
in
case,
New South Wales.
With that...
Clive Palmer.
Clive Palmer, yes.
Yeah. Clive.
What? So I would imagine Clive. The court case
all right.
would go for a couple of days. Then he has to travel back to WA.
Mm.
He is going into self-imposed quarantine for 7 days.
Why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He is.
Why? Because he's been going to Sydney.
Yeah.
There's
no quarantine anywhere.
He's frightened of catching COVID in Sydney.
Oh, he's frightened of someone saying he's set up the court date so that he doesn't have to quarantine.
He's frightened of people thinking he's a hypocrite.
Now, hang on, Ivan.
Yeah, said better.
Which he is.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Don, so that's Nicola Charles.
When is she coming in?
Well, she wants to be when, and I got onto that because Ivan's not going to be here for.
She's besotted with you.
She's what the 52. What the so well, Ivan, can I say that? She's my age.
Ivan,
she looks.
You're going back
you
to
look shit out, so Ivan. You're 52.
Ivan, you're going back to Perth, Ivan, don't and then laugh. And then you're rude. Coming back here.
Yes.
So we, I mean, you never know. Absence. if you're not here, you hey, might get the flick.
No, you won't. This to no, me you on the won't. 5th
but Nicola, Nicola, we might get Nicola in next week, or when you're not here, and we might see if she could be the third wheel here. We've seen the Dr. Nicole off.
You're going through them like.
I'm not going through.
You are.
Don, I'm trying to get people to compensate for the fact that you're, it's like speaking to the back of a handball court, speaking to you. We're trying to get some now, so Don, so the trouble is we've had Tiffany Cherry on and you wound her up like a plastic watch. We've had Dr. Nicole in on, who's sending you photographs of her in bikinis,
she's
which gets you up and about. You've got a head of steam there that's going to blow the top of your head off. And we've got Nicola Charles coming in. I'm not the problem. You're the problem. You sit there and you...
When we
seriously, if people... we never know what you're going to do. What is the time?
We've got I'd to speak recommend to the at the promos, oh, fuck. Sam, you stand in the middle.
I tell you what, because you were late, Don, we've got the doctor.
What traffic?
Doctor, the man from Sydney, Ben Fordham, Dr. Fordham.
I've got something to ask him.
Well, so what, I've got plenty of, we never even got to a topic. I'm just going to finish.
What time is it?
How
long have we gone for?
20 past nine.
Oh, so shit, just a brick. I came in here.
You didn't.
We've gone for an hour?
No, because you were late. I just want to quickly mention this. I want to quickly mention this before we ring off. And are we on? Jesus, let's hope we're on. And,
don't blaspheme.
Sponsors.
Ivan here went to get a booster shot, you know?
Which one?
I
should have run.
Did you write this down?
Ivan, stop doing that, Don.
Well, I'm frustrated.
We've got to do this before we've got to ring off, before we've got to ring the doc. Ivan here went to get a booster shot for COVID. Why? I don't know. They're completely useless,
no,
the booster shot.
No, it's mandated for me.
And he had to fill in a form. Now, Ivan, tell him what they asked him. Go on.
They said name, and I said...
Yep.
Ivan.
And they said...
Who?
They said agenda, and I said male.
Yep.
And they said, next question, this is just down the road, are you pregnant?
What?
And I said, I'm male. And he said, sorry,
you're male.
Don, this
you
is...
You could be...
No, do I what, identify be the birthing parent? As being pregnant?
You could be a male and be pregnant under today, in today's situation.
And that is how fucked this planet we live on is. I don't care what you pretend you are, but please don't tell me if you've got a set of agates that you
no,
can...
No, you could be... You
castrated.
You could be born a female and consider yourself a man.
Oh, shut pregnant. Don, we're talking about Ivan being asked, is he pregnant?
Yep. I was.
You know, as they held onto his agates, they said, are you pregnant? And he coughed. And then they said, oh, well, you're obviously a male. But we have to ask the question because people,
anyway.
That's where we're headed. It is, don't start me. And I say, we don't care what you pretend you are, but please, if you've got a set of agates, don't say, are you pregnant? Because you can't be. Now, Don. Don. We're ringing off now. We're gonna come back. We're gonna have some topics. I've got 40 topics here, and we had not covered not one of them because you go off on a tangent. We're gonna ring off. We're gonna wind this up, and then we're gonna get the phone set up, and hopefully we can speak to Dr. Ben from Sydney, Dr. Fordham. You with me? What? Okay, now what do I do, Ivan? I go
hit the button, boss.
What? Which button do I hit? What do I do?
Oh shit!
Well, I don't know what you do.
I hit this one here. Do I?
Yep.
Shut up.